It's Monday, March 2nd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Niladri Kanhara, age 53, used to be a member of several radical Hindu nationalist organizations and openly persecuted Christians in India. He said, quote, "They instilled the poison of hatred in my mind since childhood. I learned to hate and torture Christians. The belief was, to save Hinduism, Christians must be eliminated," end quote. However, in 2005, Kanhara's 5 children began to suffer from an unknown illness. After he had tried everything, he turned to a local Christian pastor to pray over his family. Following this prayer, Kanhara's children were healed. He said, quote, "I found the true God and welcomed Jesus Christ as my Redeemer and Savior," end quote. Not surprisingly, today, he faces persecution from his former radical Hindu colleagues, reports International Christian Concern. On Saturday, President Trump addressed the beginning stages of the coronavirus transmission here in the United States, which led to the first death of a person in the Seattle suburb of Kirkland.
At this moment, we have 22 patients in the United States currently that have coronavirus. Unfortunately, one person passed away overnight. She was a wonderful woman, a medically high-risk patient in her late 50s. 4 others are very ill. Thankfully, 15 are either recovered fully or they're well on their way to recovery. Additional cases in the United States are likely, but healthy individuals should be able to fully recover. Since the early stages of the foreign outbreak, my administration has taken the most aggressive action in modern history to confront the spread of this disease. On January 31st, I imposed travel restrictions on anybody that had been to China or people coming out of China. Experts now agree that the decision to move so quickly, despite a lot of opposition on that decision, was a wise one. It greatly slowed the spread of the virus to the United States. We've taken the most aggressive actions to confront the coronavirus.
The president addressed his hope that pharmaceutical companies will be able to successfully create a coronavirus vaccine.
As an important part of our efforts, on Monday, I'll be meeting with the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world, actually. They'll be coming to the White House, and we're talking about developing very rapidly a vaccine to combat the virus.
On Saturday, former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg's campaign held a massive voter outreach push, holding more than 2,400 events across 30 states ahead of Super Tuesday on March 3rd, reports ABC News. Bloomberg has spent more than $500 million since entering the Democratic primary, at an average of more than $5 million a day. Interestingly, the Bloomberg campaign has aired ads in Super Tuesday states tailored to local issues and audiences, from public lands in Utah to support for gun control in Texas. A sex trafficking survivor who was forced to perform in porn videos and sexually assaulted by multiple men as a minor is demanding that a porn website be held accountable for profiting off child sex crimes after numerous videos were posted on the site that is visited 115 million times every day. In a column for Exodus Cry, an international nonprofit organization committed to abolishing sex trafficking and the commercial sex industry, Jewel Baraka recounted how her father trafficked her into prostitution and later porn, starting when she was only 11 years old. The abuse lasted until she was 17. She did not understand that the abuse she suffered as a child was not her fault. Baraka was 14 when she was first trafficked into porn. She wrote, quote, "In prostitution, I was repeatedly overpowered, but usually by one man. In porn, I was overpowered by a whole set of men and women every night," end quote. Ephesians 5 says, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." In a Christian Post column, Faye Vachelle writes, quote, "There are a number of evangelical and reform spokesmen who are urging Christians to be hospitable in a peculiar way toward people who are calling themselves transgender. The idea put out by some is that it is hospitable to address transgenders by their preferred pronouns, to give respect to the trans culture that affirms one can determine oneself to be the opposite of the sex with which one is born. The argument is that by using the pronouns preferred by those who are convinced their sexual being is self-conferred rather than given, Christians thereby demonstrate the love of Christ by accepting the self-proclamation of that person as legitimate, end quote. Voschel concludes by saying, quote, but affirming a language that ratifies mental disorders is not an act of hospitality. On the contrary, affirming the idea that a human being can transition to the sex other than that with which he or she is born is a cruel denial of reality, end quote. Voschel echoes the question asked by Apostle Paul in Galatians 4, verse 16. Have I then become your enemy by telling you the truth? And finally, the $100 million Ark Encounter biblical theme park with a life-sized Noah's Ark replica and its sister institution, the Creation Museum, have finished number one and number two, respectively, in USA Today's 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards for 2020. Reports the Christian Post. USA Today readers were asked to make their choice based on the stories, collections, and message at 20 U.S. museums, each dedicated to sharing the history, culture, art, and traditions of the world's diverse religious groups. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, March 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.